It's 8:08 at KPL. This is Weighing In at Wednesday with Warren Cottle, Carol Ross, and Mike Stagg. And I guess we should continue with the question we were talking about, whatever in the heck it was.
Okay, what day is this?
Because Mike did not get his turn.
Oh,
yet.
He didn't. No, this was about Libya.
Libya. Should we be involved? I mean, England's involved, France is involved, and you know, like Warren said, why is France involved? They've never been involved in everything else, you know. Their national anthem is Retreat, so it's kind of weird that they're, you know, involved at all.
Pretty odd stuff to be said in South Louisiana, huh?
Well, yeah, well, it's the country, not us. You got to remember, we left, Mike. We left. And of course, the Nobel Peace Prize because we're involved in Libya. Your comments on that?
Well, you know, this is unfortunate in one way because it's another in the long string of presidential-driven interventions, foreign interventions, without, without a declaration of war or anything, without consulting with Congress, that, you know, the United States, a string of United States presidents since the end of World War II have gotten us into. On the other hand, there was a strong international outcry for something to be done. I mean, there was obviously massacres taking place there, but massacres take place all over the world, and we don't always intervene. I think it's a clear example, as Warren pointed out, that, you know, the Europeans' interest there is that that's the oil that they depend on. And so rather than have economic disruption, they would like to go in and, you know, stop Gaddafi from massacring his people. But, you know, it hasn't stopped. The civilians are still being attacked. They're still being killed. And the question is, if this doesn't stop it, what does? And I think the Europeans need to lead this. This is their backyard. This is their areas of interest. They have the deep concern there. The United States should be supportive because it's a NATO operation. But NATO, you know, the Europeans should lead it. The United States should support it. But we should not be any more deeply involved than we already are now. There should be no ground troops. We should be in a supporting role.
Mike, yesterday I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and you said something that's kind of scary.
What's
because
that?
It kind of meshed what? With what he was saying. I know hell's about to freeze over, but Rush Limbaugh said, so there are people being killed there. What about Darfur and places like
exactly.
that?
What about Gaza?
Yeah.
What about the West Bank?
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing anything to stop that either. I mean, this happens all over the world. But I think, you know, what the
what you
the
mean
difference
the Palestinians
is,
who just murdered that family,
the
Israeli family?
The difference
family?
Is oil. The difference is the oil, the economic interest. And that's always been the determining interest in all of our involvements in the Middle East.
Want to catch some phones or you want to go to the next question?
You know, the Emirates are now debating, and they used the Arab League. I mean, who can ever get these guys to get together? I don't know. And one day they say they're going to help us, and the next day they get their nose out of joint about Bahrain. We're not helping Bahrain, so they're not going to come in and help us. I mean,
Iran says they're going to help in Bahrain.
So yeah, Iran's trying to help
Saudi
everybody.
Saudi Arabia's helping.
Iran's trying to help everybody get into their sphere of influence.
But Turkey, the president of Turkey issued a statement this morning that said he fully supports what's going on there and that Gaddafi has to go. So we'll see how, you know, what their standing is.
Let's catch some phones, see what some of our news junkies have got to say. Good morning, KPL. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning.
You're on. Make it one. Make it one question. Thank you. Snuck in two anyway.
Bush did go to Congress. He got two resolutions, one for Afghanistan and one for, well, then the whole world lied.
He just falsified all the information.
Then the whole world lied because Britain believed the same thing. France believed the same thing. Our own congressman who had been briefed believed the same thing. Who cooked it?
But the problem is the imperial presidency. This is the problem. The president acts as commander in chief and says he's not responsible to any to the Congress. I mean, this is a fundamental problem that the United States has.
And as long as Congress gets their little perks, they're perfectly happy to let him do it.
We'll see.
Warren,
you know the deal about whether or not Bush lied to him. The real truth of that matter is that I don't think that Bush lied to him. I just think he didn't understand that the biggest problem was. And you talk to people who worked inside those different groups. State Department, the CIA, and whatever, and the overriding influence that Dick Cheney had. That Dick Cheney showed up at the CIA for the first time in history that the vice president was going out there and getting involved in the actual people who were doing the intelligence analyzing and going in there and saying, I think you need to turn that over one more time. Let's look under that rock a little bit more. And he said that they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing for that thing to be crafted the way that certain people wanted it. And they said that when it came down to the White House and the Oval Office, when they presented their national intelligence assessment about the weapons of mass destruction and all that, and the old guy who was the director, I forgot his name now, but said when he gets through, that George Bush looked at him and he said, "That's it? That's all you've got?" And that was when that guy came up and he said, "Oh," he said, "Mr. President, it's a slam dunk." And he said, "Well, okay, then we'll go with it." And then they said, and they even had this in Oliver Stone's movie, that Bush was infuriated when he came down to it and found out that there were no weapons of mass destructions, and he wanted to know what happened to them. And nobody could, they just all got in this big argument. You
the
know?
Oliver Stone movie?
Oliver Stone's
movie. Which we're going to take that as fact.
Did a better job portraying it than most of the other things. But, you know, the point is that, you know, that people lied, and that's the only time I'm really taking up for George Bush. Is I don't think that he necessarily, I just think that he was just so totally misled.
Dick Cheney manipulated him?
Yeah.
Well, Warren, you know, first off, the oxymoron, Central Intelligence Agency, and Dick Cheney talking to him.
So now we have a former political hack in charge, Leon Panetta, and he had to find out from CNN that there was something going on over there. Oh, my. Oh.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
We'll do it again. Carol, you've got something else you'd like to
add?
Well,
I just wanted to add on that Brazilian thing. The president has gone through Brazil, through Chile, through El Salvador, and has praised our relationship with Central America and South America and how important it is. Well, why doesn't he ratify those free trade agreements that we've had pending for years with Colombia and Panama?
Congress ratifies free
only
trade
that,
agreements, Carol.
No, he's holding it up. He's holding it up. He will not let it go through. That's number one. Number two, if you really want to see a way to reform Social Security, check out Chile. They privatized theirs 30 years ago. There really isn't.
There is no
except that the Congress keeps robbing the lockbox to pay for their crazy programs and earmarks. There's nothing there.
It's government bonds.
There are no bonds. It's a bunch of paper that says IOU.
So next,
and the Treasury is broke, and they keep printing money. So come on.
The United States is not broke.
I think next week maybe we can take up Social Security, since it seems like it's going to.
Let's go for it.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That'll take the whole 45 minutes
sure.
right there for sure.
I am definitely ready for that.
Great.
I think we need to discuss Sacha Cohen.
We are not talking about Borat on this radio show.
Well, at this time, Borat and quite a few other government issues kind of mesh real well.
Cleansing detergent, 20 Mule Team Borat.
Yeah.
Man,
I never saw that
you're showing
movie.
Your age. Oh boy!
Oh my goodness!
Oh boy!
I never saw that movie.
You can't. It's hard to find that product anymore. Oh. Good move. Well, thank you all very much. We appreciate it. Carol Ross, Mike Stagg, Warren Cottle. Good to have you all with us again today. We'll do it next week, and I'm sure it'll be enlightening as today was.